Recently, I found a question in my mailbox, someone asking me, Ivana, I'm afraid to commit to building a brand because what if I want to change something in the future? What if I evolve? What if I sell a different service? Do I need to start over and start to build a brand new brand? And I chose to bring this question to this show because I think there are so many out there asking exactly the same thing. I will break this down for you and give you two examples that will clarify how to build a brand today in 2025 and beyond, so you don't have to build a new brand when you reinvent yourself.
Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you.
Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. I'm so incredibly thankful you're listening today. And by the way, you will find me on Instagram under Ivana Ivanek _. Reach out to me. Whenever you have a question, shoot me a DM. I'm always there to answer whatever you might need. If you need support, motivation, or anything to clarify, I'm here for it. Let me start like this. Building a personal brand today is not only for those who are building a digital business. I recently listened to a story of a friend who is applying for a job and who went to negotiate her salary. She doesn't have a personal brand nor a social media presence where people could see who she is, how she thinks, what it is that she brings to the table. And only then, when she mentioned who her father is, people started listening because her father is known in the city for the work he does. The moment the people she was talking to understood that she is the daughter of that man, people started being more curious. So in order to stand out today, no matter if you're in the corporate world, if you're making music, if you are writing a book, if you're building a digital business as a service provider, having a personal brand is almost non-negotiable these days because it will just open up doors for you that otherwise would have stayed closed. Logos are being replaced with personal brands. No one cares anymore about your colors and about your perfect designs if people don't know what you stand for. And it goes equally for potential buyers, leads, your community, but as well for collaborators, event organizers, or podcast hosts. If I don't know who is pitching to me, if I can't find anything about that person and see whether I can trust that person, trust the knowledge that they are sharing, I'm out. I will not put in effort to dig deep and find someone's hidden presence so I can move on because there are so many other pitches. And most importantly, you need to stand out. And the only way how we can stand out in saturated markets is through personal brands because there are so many people out there who are doing exactly the same. Let me give you here two examples and the third that will be even more simplified so you can really get a idea of what I'm talking about and what direction you should be going and what direction you should be thinking. And I'm inviting you here to think bigger. Open up that vision. Look in the future because one is sure. No matter what you do today, you will evolve, you will grow personally, mentally, spiritually, you will get better at your work, and at some point you might offer something better, newer, different, which is also not only through your personal development, but also how our society moves. So there will be constant involvement. Let me give you the first example. Personal trainers or coaches, people who work with people to help them lose weight, feel them, make them feel better, make them look better, make them be healthy again, whatever you are focusing on in case you are a fitness coach. But me, myself included, what I did as a health coach back in the days is doing the same what everybody else does. You meet the people and you exercise with them. You move them the way they need it depending on their situation. You will do it differently if someone is just out of surgery. You will do it differently if someone is bodybuilding. That doesn't matter, but the exercise honestly stays the same. The foundational work is the same. So just offering personal training won't be enough anymore because there are so many personal trainers out there. And why should I choose you? Then we would start niching down a little bit and finding your expert field. You can be specified and you can only work with women, with men, with women in a certain age, women during menopause, pregnancy, whatever there is that you are an expert in. But showing up with this expert topic only as your digital business card and your online presence won't be enough because, again, there are so many other people that do the same and that help the same group of people. Which means for you, and don't say you don't have anything like it, because I'm sure you do, that you need to open up that vision funnel and think a little bigger. How do you want to make people think differently? You can educate and teach people and share your thought as a thought leader on supplements, on our social systems, on the nutrition, on anything that we are being lied to in advertisement. You can have an opinion on these things in anything that we are trapped in. May it be stressful cycles. May it be burnout that people do not know about, that they are already in the midst of it and spiraling down and therefore don't lose weight. You can speak about that one topic that is bothering you the most in your field and that people need to know and need to start thinking differently so you can and even have a chance to create change with them. And what that does, it doesn't only change your clients' thinking. It doesn't change only the people's thinking that want to work with you. It changes a whole society. Because even if I'm currently not planning on losing weight, I might still listen to you. And this opens up the funnel for more potential buyers in the future, because believe me, one day, one way or the other, people will seek a personal trainer. But if they know what your values are, what you are bringing to the table other than just fitness training, they will have a chance to get to know you and to trust you. And the same goes with honesty, vulnerability. I know in the online space, this is really something that can be truly sucky, but people need to know who you are in your real life. And what doesn't work anymore today in a case of a fitness trainer, and you can apply this to any other industry, is playing the perfect game. Because now, today, in 2025, we know that Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn accounts are polished. We know that we are showing up at our best that we can, but especially in the fitness and health industry, you can show that you are human too. So wherever you are, whatever you are working on, whatever you are preaching, be a human being that struggles sometimes. Be that human being that also has a day where you are not 120% motivated, because the truth is nobody is. And if you share with integrity your values and thought leadership on topics that go beyond just what you do and what you sell, you will not only attract bigger audiences that might become later future buyers, but you are opening up that funnel to collaborators. People will want you to speak on this topic because it is unique. It is your own thought that you have generated over time. Let me give you a second. Let's say you are doing anything artistic, may it be music, may it be actual art, you're crafting something or you dance. So how many dancers are out there? How many DJs are out there? How many violin players are out there? How many painters are out there? So What is it that is so different that you're bringing to the table that is your own thought that makes us think differently? I recently discovered an account where I was looking at, and it was a mother with young children who is extremely known for her art. Shoot me, I don't know this account anymore and I couldn't find it anymore. But what she did, she was always involving her children into making art. Since they were little babies, there was color for children, so you could see them play around with those colors, making their own art. And actually what she was doing was selling courses and services to teach you how to calm the nervous system through art. So she was selling her paintings too, but she was also being a service provider. So you see how this comes together, that with her art, she is creating something and bringing more value to this world with a message than just a painted picture that goes on the wall. And with that, she also creates a connection to the people buying her paintings, because I personally would never buy just a painting. I would need a connection to the artist. I want to know what energy and what vibration I bring to my rooms and to my house. So think about it. If this woman is that artist that she is, she will be able to sell any other service she's offering through her values and thought leadership, with what she brings to the table, how she makes people think differently. You can do this with your music too. There is a reason why you are making music. And it's not just to entertain simply. Music moves. Music is moving people, moving thoughts, moving bodies. So whatever there is, refine your message and think about that bigger vision that you have, because in the future, no matter what music you make, you will still be booked, because there is a real human being creating something unique, bringing something to the world that the world needs to hear. And with that, you are changing societies. So think about it. What is it that you want to be known for? And the last, a little tiny example that I want to bring to you in this conversation is, I heard this in a speech and in a Q&A right after. And it was all obviously about personal branding. And the woman said, I don't know. I don't really have a personal brand. So the speaker asked, what is it that you are doing? And she said, yeah, she is concealer and consulting families, helping them with a specific topic that I don't remember anymore. And the speaker asked, yeah, and where did you learn it? Where did you make your first experience of having these conversations? And she said, on my porch. And I'm doing it until today on my porch. So the speaker said to her, yeah, so you are healing families on your porch through conversation. It can't be that simple. But what that makes is, whatever you do on this porch, it will always be sold, because people know you as a character. People know you as that person who lives a specific lifestyle, who enjoys the outdoors conversation, because there is something to it, let's be real. So I'm inviting you here to think more beyond your expert topic. When we speak about expert topic, and when we speak about marketing or pain point marketing, where we speak to the problems of our potential buyers, we are in the midst of a sales process. This is not what builds your brand. And if you have built your brand on a foundation of value and thought leadership, and exactly know what you want to be known for, and even that might change slightly, you will have built an impactful brand that not only makes money, but also allows you to pivot whenever the time is right. And if you are ready to make this step, I have something for you. If you're feeling invisible, having a hard time to break through the noise, inconsistent with creating content, not knowing what to say and how to say it, but deep down you know your message and your work can change people's lives, then listen up. I have created something so powerful for you. It's called the Magnetic Influence Accelerator, a high-touch group program that helps you build a personal brand and visibility strategy that works for you without being glued to your phone 24/7. This isn't about chasing trends or faking authority. It's about showing up clearly, consistently, so you attract clients, collaborations, podcast invites, and real opportunities that grow your business. Inside the program, you will learn how to clarify your message and story so you always know what to say, create content that feels aligned, not forced, build trust through presence and not pressure, grow visibility beyond social media like pitching podcasts and guest posts. And you get coaching, feedback, and a supportive community so you're never doing it alone. Head over to the show notes. The link for more information is right below.